What if God could change your life in 3 seconds? Don't believe he can? God, he's doing amazing things, moving throughout this world, saving people, redeeming people, and I am just one of the many people that he has touched. When God came to me, it felt like 20 minutes, but in reality, it was only 3 seconds. If God could do that in my life, why not yours? My name is Nick, and I'm a local church pastor in the state of Washington. Join me as we go before God to have a 3-second moment. Hi guys, welcome to the 3-Second Moment podcast. You're listening to episode 2, The Power of Thankfulness in the Lord. And before we get into the content of this episode, I want to give an announcement, and it's this. We have an email. It is number3secondmoment@gmail.com, number3secondmoment@gmail.com. And through that email, you can send me your prayer requests, your suggestions for episode ideas. Maybe you have some questions about God, about the Bible, or about, you know, a Christian living and things like that. Or you can also send in your feedback about this podcast. This podcast is my way to just serve Jesus Christ, to serve his body, to serve you guys. And so please send me your feedback. Please send me suggestions. Please send me your prayer request. I am doing this for you, not for me, okay? I could probably be spending my time doing other things, right? But it is my joy to do this podcast, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, and to give you guys a strong word of exhortation so that you can continue to live your life by faith and to champion the gospel wherever you go. And so please email me at number3secondmoment@gmail.com. All right, let's get into it. Today we are looking at this topic, the power of thankfulness in the Lord. You see, this is the key thing. Where we place our thankfulness, where we place the source of our thankfulness, is the very thing that causes us to rise and to fall. What I mean is this. If you find your primary source of thankfulness in your family, what happens when your family is coming to ruin? What happens when someone in your family passes away? What becomes of your thankfulness then? What becomes of your joy then? What happens if your thankfulness is in your boyfriend or in your girlfriend, and then you end up breaking up? What becomes of your thankfulness then? What becomes of your joy then? What becomes, and ultimately it's this, what becomes of your faith in that moment? Does your faith die, or does your faith remain? You see, where we have our source of thankfulness is the very source that causes us to rise or to fall. And so my message today is to be thankful in the Lord, and that there is true power in having thankfulness in the Lord, right? Not in the things that God has given us, but in God himself. You see, when we give thanks in God, we are acknowledging who he is. We are acknowledging his character. We are acknowledging his attributes, his works. And there is power in this because it gives us the truth. The truth which enables us to then refuse and refute the lies of what our hearts or minds are tempted to entertain about God. You see, when difficult circumstances and situations come into our lives, we are tempted to think many different things, and we are tempted, first and foremost, to have our faith shaken in the Lord. We are tempted to believe outright lies, or at least entertain these outright lies. We think that maybe God doesn't love us anymore, or we begin to think that maybe God has forsaken us, or maybe God is against me, maybe I did something wrong, maybe this or that. And this is evil, right? Our faith in Christ should never be shaken, right? Although it does get shaken, right? And I think it is God's mercy that he does that, and he shakes us so that he can reveal to us where our faith and our thankfulness truly lies. Is it in God or is it in the things that God has given us? Is it in God or is it in the world? Is it in heaven or is it in earth? And here's the thing, right? Our thankfulness needs to be in the Lord. Desperately, desperately in the Lord. You know, we need to begin our prayers the way that Jesus has called us to pray. He says, pray like this. And this is the first thing. Our Father, who is in heaven, holy, hallowed is your name. This is so, so important. Jesus tells us to remember first and foremost who God is. Because when you remember who God is, it creates a protective wall around your heart and your mind from the enemy, from the flesh, from the world, and from the devil, and from you, from entertaining the lies that are then trying to infiltrate your heart and your mind to make you oppose God. And so this is so important to have your thankfulness in the Lord, because when you give thanks to God, you are acknowledging who He is first and foremost. You are acknowledging His character. You're acknowledging who He is. You're acknowledging His attributes, how He is rich in mercy, how He is abundant in grace, how He is unfailing and steadfast in love, how He is long-suffering, and how He is so kind and patient and forbearing. Like, you remember these things about Him so that that's why we can give thanks in every single season and circumstance. Every single season and circumstance. You see, the passage that I want to primarily pull out of this day is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. And this is like super famous. Everyone always quotes this. It says this: rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You see, this is people don't realize this, but this is a very outrageous and audacious thing for the Apostle Paul to tell the Thessalonians. Because if you look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he says this. He says that you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. What's amazing is this. He's telling the Thessalonians who have endured through severe suffering, severe persecution, right? That means it's imprisonment. That means it's beatings and whippings, not just public shaming, but like real physical things that are going on, imprisonment, and maybe some of them were even being sentenced to death. And so it's crazy that Paul would then tell them to rejoice always. They probably have friends and family members, people in their church who have been imprisoned, people in the church who have been whipped and beaten, people in the church who have possibly been sentenced to death. And he's telling them, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Man, what an amazing statement that Paul is giving to the Thessalonians and that the Holy Spirit is now giving to us. Amazing statement. You see, we see Paul living this out in his own life. When he was imprisoned, when he was beaten, when he was shipwrecked, when he was moved, literally pushed out by mobs out of cities, and when he was facing certain death. Man, how did he overcome these things? How was he able to remain steadfast in his faith despite the various circumstances that he found himself in? He did this. He rejoiced in the Lord. He prayed in the Lord. He gave thanks in the Lord. And it's not only here in Thessalonians, but the letter to the Philippians, one of the major themes in Philippians is joy, right? He says, rejoice, 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 have joy, have joy, have joy. And if you catch this, every time that he says rejoice, he always says rejoice in the Lord. He says, rejoice in the Lord, right? Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 says, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, it says, I rejoiced greatly in the Lord. And so what's amazing is Paul is telling us that we need to find our joy and we need to be thankful, right? Rejoicing includes that thankfulness. We need to be thankful in the Lord. You see, when your thankfulness is in the Lord, and if it's true that the source of our thankfulness is what causes us to rise and fall, and if it is also true, which it is, that God is unchanging, then when our rejoicing is in the Lord, and when our thankfulness is in the Lord, then we can get through anything. I believe that here in Philippians, when Paul is telling them to rejoice in the Lord always, that was the key and the secret for him to then say the super famous thing that he ends up saying, right? Where he says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? That he can do all these things. And it's because of this rejoicing in the Lord. He says, whether I'm high or whether I'm low, I'm good. I'm content. I've learned the secret. What was that secret? It's the power of thankfulness and rejoicing in the Lord. And this was like a common thing that the Apostle Paul continued to teach all the churches that he established. And so I believe that this is for you and for me too. Where do you find your thankfulness in? Do you find your thankfulness in the job promotion? Do you find your thankfulness in your wealth, in your security, and in your comfort? Do you find your thankfulness in your community? Do you find your thankfulness in your romantic life? Do you find your thankfulness in your success? Where do you find your thankfulness? You see, this hits really home for me because I thought before, I thought that my thankfulness and my rejoicing was in the Lord. And it wasn't until I moved out here from Southern California to the state of Washington, the greater Seattle area, that God revealed to me that this was not the case. That a lot of the source of my thankfulness was actually in the fruitfulness of my ministry. Because in Southern California, it really did seem, and I really believe that my ministry work was actually really fruitful. I had many different ways in which I was able to share the gospel with people, doing Bible studies with different people, leading people to Christ, and just seeing so many different things. I was going into the high schools. We were seeing people get saved, and you know, we have you know, one of my friends now. I mean, he's obviously like 10 years younger than me, but one of my friends now, you know, he was addicted to drugs, and by the power of God, he got set free. I mean, it was so amazing to just hear these stories and just to be in awe of what God was doing. But I realized this, that a lot of the source of my thankfulness was found in the fruitfulness of my ministry rather than being in the Lord. It's a very subtle thing. It's a very deceiving thing. And it wasn't until God took me out of Southern California and brought me here to Washington that God exposed me and caused me to see and realize that my thankfulness was not in the Lord. It was in ministry. My thankfulness was in the fruitfulness, in the success of my ministry. And that's where truly a lot of the source of my thankfulness came. So brothers and sisters, where is your thankfulness? Because as I found that my thankfulness is in the Lord, and I've allowed his word to just shape my heart in that, it's completely changed my life around. Now it's like, yeah, no matter what, I can always be joyful. And yes, different circumstances will cause me to grieve, right? Like, man, dude, what's happening right now with the coronavirus, right? With COVID-19, if you're looking at what's happening around the world, it is devastating. Right now, the average death rate around the world is about 4.5%, right? That is extremely high. And it's devastating. And when I get into that place of prayer, yeah, I'm grieving, but my joy is not in my circumstances. Even though it feels like I'm having a terrible time in ministry, right? Maybe like this is just what I feel, although this is not what's true. But what I feel is that, you know, am I really even doing anything out here, right? Am I even doing anything? Is anything even being fruitful? But God has been teaching me, no, have your joy, have your thankfulness. Not in the things in this world, not in the gifts of God, but in God himself. Rejoice in that. Rejoice in him. Have thankfulness in him. And when I've had rejoicing and thankfulness in him, man, it's changed my entire life. It's changed my perspective. It's changed my heart. And would it change your heart too? So that no matter the circumstance that you're in, you can still rejoice. No matter the situation you find yourself in, no matter the tragedy that happens in your life, that you can still find that you have hope, that you have joy, you have peace, because your thankfulness is in God. You see, God, he's sovereign. Nothing is a surprise to him. He has plans. And because of that, when you give thanks to God, you're reminded he's sovereign. He's sovereign over my circumstance. He's sovereign over my situation. And God has a way in his sovereignty of turning what seems to be bad or evil and making something beautiful out of it. That's my God. Not only that, but you remember that God is good. Yeah, God is good. Even though right now it seems like it's just terrible, God is good. I mean, imagine what Jesus must have felt like on the cross, enduring so much pain and suffering. He who knew no sin became sin. He took the sins of the world upon himself. And not only was he suffering at the hands of the Romans, of the Gentiles and the Jews, but he was suffering the wrath of God. And upon that cross, you know, he's up there. And he even says, my God, why have you forsaken me? But just imagine and remember that Hebrews then says that it was for the joy that was set before him that he endured that cross. I mean, even in that situation where it seems like God forsaken him, Jesus still remembered, no, wait, my God is sovereign. My God is good. He's going to turn this thing around. There's nothing that I do in the name of the Lord that comes back in vain. And not only that, but then you remember that God is, he's steadfast and unfailing in love. He's faithful to his promises. And man, when you remember this and you remember this as you're giving thanks to God, it changes you. He flips you. The Holy Spirit does a work in your heart and it corrects your vision. It corrects your heart, corrects your mind. And so brothers and sisters, where do you find your true source of joy? Where do you find your true source of thankfulness? Because your source of thankfulness is the source that will cause you to rise or to fall. But if your source of thankfulness is in the Lord, in Jesus Christ, then you can remain steadfast no matter the situation and the circumstance. You can begin to live by faith rather than by sight. And it starts with thankfulness. In the Lord. This is the power of thankfulness in Jesus Christ. And so let us pray. Father God, thank you so much for who you are. God, you're so good. God, you're sovereign over all things. God, you are love. There's no one like you, God. Holy are you, God. God, even in the hard times, even through the hardships, the persecutions, the feelings of worthlessness and failure, God, you're still good. You're there and you're just exposing things in our hearts and you're purifying us and refining us. You care, Lord. We don't despise your discipline. We don't despise your judgments. but God, we rejoice in you. So Father, grant us this gift of thankfulness in you. Lead us in that way, oh God. Lead us there, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for who you are. We love you so much. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you for listening to this episode of the 3 Second Moment podcast. I really pray and hope that this served you to just change your heart or your mind even a little bit so that you can keep in step with His Spirit and live in the fullness of God. And so please catch us next time. The next episode is going to be on what is faith? What is faith? And so please check us out. It'll be uploaded Tuesday morning. And God bless you guys. Jesus loves you so much. Have a great day. Peace.